Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Coming in to join us, Brandon Scott. You can catch all his work on sportsradio610.com. And Brandon, listen, we've talked a lot about this draft and the Rockets on and off the air, a lot off the air. You have been Team Jabari Smith Jr. the whole way through. So I imagine last night when you saw Banchero go one, you were getting yourself good and excited.
I was, and I was really more so nervous than anything because I didn't know if Oklahoma City viewed Jabari Smith the same way that I do. And so finding out that they didn't made me all the more excited because I thought all along that even though I like Jabari the most out of all of the three guys, the fact that there was a consensus on who the top three guys were, I thought played well into the Rockets' hand because so long as they picked that third guy with the number three pick, as long as they didn't go outside of those top three guys and picked whoever was left, that this would basically be an unimpeachable pick because there, just because of the consensus of who the guys were. But specific to Jabari, and as much as I like Paolo, I probably watch more Paolo than anybody out of all the guys in the draft because they played so many big games. But specific to Jabari, I just think that the Rockets got such a much more complete player. You know, I was talking about this. I think I've talked about this with you and others around the station that, the one thing about Paolo is that he could very well be the most talented scorer in the draft, and maybe he is, but he's not necessarily a complete player, doesn't defend the way you would like, and the Rockets have a big issue with that. Like, you're replacing Christian Wood. You're getting rid of Christian Wood, a guy who's over 6'10", who can score but doesn't defend, to just bring in a guy who's basically the same thing in Paolo Banchero, and maybe he's a better version of that. But with Jabari Smith, I think you get a guy who can guard from 1 to 5 on the perimeter long enough to protect the rim and can give you all of the shooting and the spacing that you need for guys like Jalen Green. So I think this is the best-case scenario, in which case I think it was better to be lucky than good.
Is that fair to say about all three of the guys that they took from a defensive perspective?
Yeah, I think that really when you look at it, that the Rockets just got exponentially better defensively. Now, how ready – the biggest question, Clint, that I have about the other guys is, like, how ready are they to play? Like, you can look at Jabari Smith and tell that game is going to translate. He's talented enough to – even though if he's going to go through some struggles as a rookie, he's talented enough to step in right away and probably even be a – I would be shocked if he's not starting from day one, sort of, I guess, similar to how Jalen Green was last year. But the other guys are the ones that I have the most questions about. Like, you think about them picking Alperen Şengün, trading up to get him with the number 16th overall pick last year. And, like, that was a sexy pick for a lot of people, but we weren't really sure, like, how ready is he to play. Same thing with Josh Christopher later on in the round. They ended up picking Usman Garuba as well. He spent some time in the G League. So, like, trying to project when are these other guys going to be NBA ready is really the more interesting part. But as far as like Tari Eason and Ty Washington, like a couple of their calling cards is their defense. And that was something that the Rockets could definitely use.
Scott, there's something about the Eason kid that transfers for his 1 year at LSU and transfers and is okay with being a sixth man and then produces big time coming off the bench. I mean, maybe I'm looking into, I don't know the kid. I've not talked to the LSU, anybody at LSU about the kid, but it seems like that story that's being told or that has been told, because we watched it happen last season. It seems like that kind of guy, that's the kind of DNA you want. I mean, it, whether he's ready to play immediately or he needs a year or he's a ready-made sixth man, or whatever the hell he may be, end up being in the NBA, it seems like that's the DNA you're looking for, right?
Well, not just that, Clint, but he's somebody that the Rockets have been targeting around that spot the entire time. Like, you look at Ty Washington, who they picked much later in the round with the number 29 overall pick. That's somebody that they also liked and probably would have even picked at 17 if Eason wasn't there. Like, they were surprised that he was there. But Eason is somebody who they always thought would be available sometime around that pick. and was somebody that they were targeting. When they worked him out, they loved his defensive acumen and his feel for the game and how aggressive he is. Like, this is like, they got three guys that really play hard, kind of play with their hair on fire all the time. And there were times when the Rockets, I felt like, had some urgency issues, like beyond just the talent discrepancy that they had with the other teams. They had some serious urgency issues and then just flat out could not play defense a lot of times. They addressed all of that with these picks.
They did. Real quick, B. Scott, I did want to get your thoughts. You know these guys, and you have pretty good context. Is Smith who they wanted? Did they get the player that they wanted out of this draft?
I think that they wanted Paolo, but more so than anything, I don't think – kind of similar to me, Show, honestly, like, didn't really entertain much that they wouldn't get Paolo, or that Jabari, I think, would be there at number three. Like, before about an hour leading up to the draft, right, when we start seeing the Adrian Wojnarowski tweets about the kind of the gap closing between Paolo and Jabari at number one, and then eventually, you know, the cat's kind of out of the bag before we even find a pick that is going to be that is not going to be Jabari and that is going to be Paolo. Like, I'm pretty sure that the Rockets were just as surprised as everybody else. But that's why I call this being better lucky than good, because they were ready to pick Paolo. And going back to the point that I made earlier about this being an unimpeachable pick, they were always going to pick the third guy out of those top three. And I think that everybody thought it was going to be Paolo. The fact that it was Jabari, and to me, it is my opinion, that he is a better overall player. Paolo's probably the better overall scorer, but Jabari can give you scoring and is going to give you the defensive side of it. Like, this is, to me, a happy accident for the Rockets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.